Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventure, is a tourism getting ready to bust loose in our state. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. For 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from SoundHall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Federal aviation regulators are ordering United Airlines to step up inspections of all Boeing 777s. Equipped with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over Denver on Saturday.
United says it's temporarily removing those aircraft from service, as meanwhile Boeing recommended grounding aircraft with that model engine until the Federal Aviation Administration weighed in. The announcements come after United Airlines Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after its right engine blew apart just after takeoff. Pieces of the casing of the engine rained down on suburban Denver neighborhoods. Authorities say the plane with 231 passengers and 10 crew on board landed safely, and nobody aboard or on the ground was reportedly hurt. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden spoke to the nation today about the devastation wrought by the COVID-19 pandemic. Johns Hopkins University said the death toll has now surpassed 500,000. The president called on Americans to follow the rules set down by the CDC.
To stay socially distant, to mask up, get vaccinated when it's your turn. We must end the politics and misinformation that's divided families, communities, and the country. And it's cost too many lives already.
He says the people lost were extraordinary. He spoke before holding a moment of silence in the White House and inviting the public to join. In the wake of that violent winter storm that raked Texas last week, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the state should have been better prepared.
Most people did not think it was going to be this severe, but we should have been ready. And so I share the frustration that the people have, and we're going to fix it.
The storm knocked out power to millions and contributed to nearly 80 deaths. On Wall Street, the Dow by 27 points, the NASDAQ plunged 341. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief. For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com. This is your KMCQ News Flash at 5:04. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's coronavirus test positivity rate is now below 10% for the first time since early November. Numbers released yesterday by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services show the Silver State's 14-day positivity rate at 9.9%. The last time the rate was below 10 was back on November 3rd. State health officials say the CDC wants the rate to be as close to 5% as possible. Nevadans 65 and older are eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine at retail pharmacies beginning this week. In making the announcement last week, Governor Sisolak said pharmacies in all 17 Nevada counties will be able to schedule vaccine appointments. The governor also announced the return of full contact sports, saying the Silver State schools can resume practices and games, although the Clark County School District is not resuming any sports, to the consternation and anger of many students and parents throughout the school district. Well, the roar of engines is going to be joined with cheering fans at the upcoming NASCAR weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Raceway officials say they've gotten permission to allow a limited number of fans for those three races between March 5th and the 7th. Some 15,000 fans will be able to attend each event.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash on the left shoulder. The HOV lane is blocked there. Interstate 15 northbound at Flamingo, and you're bumper-to-bumper behind that. Also bumper-to-bumper the other direction, 15 south at Charleston. Look for reduced speeds through the Spaghetti Bowl as well. 515 west at Eastern and 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. The electric bikes are really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. And joining us now, wouldn't you know it, my buddy Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, and he joins us. Jared, how you been, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, how you doing? I've been fine, thank you.
You've been traveling at all? You had a chance to do any biking?
Yeah, I've been cycling quite a bit. and doing some snowmobiling, actually, up in the high mountains. Been kind of my new fun thing to do. Pretty cool.
Wow, wow. I want to ask you about something, and it kind of dovetails with a story that we've been working on over the last, I don't know, last week or so. The fact that Clark County School District kids are not going to be able to play full contact sports. The governor okayed it, but the Clark County School District is not allowing full contact sports in the high schools. And it brings up a question. You know, the health of our kids. I think this pandemic has done something to our kids, softened them up. I'm not sure if that's the right term. What do you think, though?
Well, Kevin, I sat down with a pediatrics doctor about a week and a half ago, and we were talking quite a bit about issues that have been coming up here in Clark County specifically. And he mentioned to me that one of the things he's seeing a lot of is the BMI index going up with the kids because they're not outside, they're not walking around, they're essentially just sitting in front of the computers, eating and not exercising. And he says it's starting to be a major problem within his particular practice. So, I mean, that really triggered my thoughts. And I mean, what are we actually doing here with this online school? I mean, I can tell you right now, the grades are one thing. I mean, we've certainly seen the academics start sliding backwards in an already less than appropriate level of school grades than other states. But we're now seeing the health of our children, our kids, decline as well. And I think that's going to be a major issue as we come up. I mean, especially as we talk about, you know, starting to rein in the problem we have with healthcare and healthcare costs. This isn't helping.
Let me just ask you: even adults. In fact, my doctor said that she's seeing a lot of patients that have not winter weight gain but pandemic weight gain. Is that something you're seeing in your friends and people you go to church with and things like that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We were sitting around our house this weekend, and we realized we were on our, 5th batch of cookies. And I turned to my wife, and I was like, we have just been eating cookies. I go, that just can't be right. It can't be healthy. People were bringing us cookies from church because my wife was having some health issues right now with her back, but I started thinking about it, and, you know, if we're not getting out, what are we doing? We're sitting down, and we're not doing anything. Yeah, I think it's an issue. You know, it's one thing as adults to worry about it, but again, it's another thing when our kids are this is happening to our kids, because this shouldn't be happening to kids right now. We need to have a better plan than this.
Should the Clark County School District relent and allow kids to play sports?
Yeah, they definitely should, and they should have already. I mean, let's face it, Kevin, I've got a lot of friends who are coaches within here in Clark County, some for some high schools here in Clark County. They're already out there practicing with their teams. They're just doing it outside the jurisdiction and outside the jurisdiction of the actual school district. So they're still getting together and doing what they need to get done. So they just don't have the stamp of approval from Clark County or from our state schools department. So, they're still going to do it. So why don't we just get it done and do it right and get on with this? Because I think what we're doing, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot right now.
Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. I just had a moving testimonial from a couple of friends of mine, Fritz and Alicia. They were just in your store, and they said Kevin helped them and did a great job. So pass the word to Kevin. He did a great job, and he kept customers happy. I like that. So Fritz and Alicia, hey, glad you stopped by. I want to ask you because there is something that government can do, I think, to help all of us stay fit. And one of the things, I think there's a new House bill that's good that would give a tax credit for the e-bikes, the electric bikes.
Yeah, there's actually a new proposal up right now, and it's Congressman Panetta, and he basically proposed an e-bike act to encourage the use of electric bicycles and to reduce carbon emissions. So you basically get, you know, you're killing two birds with one stone here. For those who are concerned with the environment, well, you're going to see with this, you'll encourage people to get out of their cars and start riding bikes. And on the other side, I mean, you're going to see people getting more exercise, and we'll get we'll start to see maybe less cars on the roads, maybe some more encouragement to build infrastructure for pedestrian and bicycle safety. And those things aren't just it's not just for bike safety, but essentially when you build that type of infrastructure within communities, take for example Summerlin, they built quite a few networks of trails and pathways throughout their their neighborhoods, and that really increases the value of those who own homes within that community. So it's kind of a win-win situation. I talk to many, many people who move to sections of their communities, not just here in Las Vegas, but around the country, and they move to these sections of communities that have access to the outdoors, access to pathways where they can get out and walk and exercise safely, and, you know, maybe take their dogs out for a walk, something that's easy for them to access. That's a net benefit, not only to their health, but to the value of their home.
I want to take you back just a little bit, because the electric bikes are something that really intrigues me. Explain why and who will be serviced if indeed we promote the e-bikes, the electric bikes.
Well, great. Well, let's first look back real quick to about a year and a half ago. Trump put the executive order out to basically designated e-bikes as standard bicycles. So that allows e-bikes to go where they couldn't go before because they were considered motorized vehicles. So now you have e-bikes on the roads with regular bikes on the pathways and trails and so forth. But essentially, I mean, this is going to be a big spin for our country. It's, a lot of people are looking to get to the great outdoors, are looking to do other things. A lot of people don't realize until they come in and they actually get on an electric bike that, wow, this is actually really, really fun, and I'm getting exercise. It's something new. So there is a huge net benefit to that. So the Panetta bill, that will hopefully go through, and we will see an increase in electric bikes. And we're looking at something. I mean, right now the sales have gone in the industry from about 10% of sales of e-bikes. Now we're over half the sales that we do within our stores are electric bikes now. So it's a big change to our communities. It's kind of a new phenomenon, really.
That is absolutely incredible. More coming up with Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. We're going to get into the issue of tourism. Tourism died for the last, year, dating back to March 17. And is it possible that we are ready for a tourism explosion in our community? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And Escape Adventures is a company that is dependent upon tourism. And am I right, Jared? You see light at the end of the tunnel? You see things getting better tourism-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. Escape Adventures, that's the tourism side of our company. We're starting to see some good signs, Kevin. We've talked about this in the past, but it depends on the region, the area that you're talking about. If we're talking about Southern Nevada, especially Las Vegas, we've got two different things going on. We do have people starting to come back to Vegas. We're seeing it. We're starting to push out more bike tours and hiking tours right now with our company. But I'm starting to see Jeep companies. I'm starting to see horseback riding, different outdoor adventures. We're seeing more and more people come here and want to get outdoors more than ever. It's fantastic. But those numbers are not where they need to be to sustain this economy in Southern Nevada. You got to remember that we are dependent upon group tourism, conventions coming into our city and utilizing our convention facilities and utilizing the destination management companies, which in turn hire out the local operators. And that's just it's a chain of forces that goes from the top to the bottom. And when we don't see these conventions coming back, it's still going to affect us here in Southern Nevada. Again, any city in America that depends on these big groups to come in, it's still going to be a problem. And that's not going to change until the confidence changes. Now, we are seeing right now, these are just some numbers I received this morning from the tourism organization that I work with. And we're looking right now, COVID cases are down 77% since the peak 6 weeks ago. That's good for tourism. And the CDC is estimating over 30% and possibly up to 55% of the general population will now have some immunity to COVID-19. What that does is that builds confidence in people to want to travel again. There's another side of our company that has a backcountry hut system. Essentially, it's backcountry cabins up in the in southern Utah. We have never been in this type of a business where we send people to these cabins. But I'll tell you what, we are booming, absolutely booming right now. People are wanting to travel so bad. So we are just booking up. We're going to be fully booked probably within 2 to 3 months for the rest of the year. So this is a positive sign. I feel confident that we're headed towards something good here.
I want to ask you, though, but your business survived the 2009 recession, whatever you want to call it. How would you compare the two, the pandemic and what happened in 2009?
Well, in 2009, I mean, we were talking about a lot of that dealt with the housing crisis and, you know, and bad loans being made and so forth. That's not the same as right now. Even though right now we've got, I believe it was like four times as many job losses this time around than we had back then in 08, 09. It was bad in 08, 09 too, but people were still traveling and still they weren't worried about showing up with groups in Southern Nevada to have their conventions. You just weren't seeing as much of it. You weren't seeing it within homeowners and so forth, those types of organizations, home builders. You weren't seeing it as much with that, but you were seeing it in other sectors. We deal a lot with pharmaceutical companies coming to Vegas, but we're not seeing that right now. So there is a difference right now. This is based on fear, whereas before it was based on finance.
Do you think the numbers, which and you alluded to it, that the numbers are responding to where people will, you know, conventions, CES, a lot of these major conventions will start coming back, and if so, when does that process begin? Because I know there's a lag time,
yeah,
6 months, maybe a year before some of these conventions say, yeah, we're coming, and then they show up.
Yeah, well, what it's going to take is it's going to take the local authorities in each city around the country and around the world for them to be confident enough to feel safe enough where they have COVID under control within those areas. And when that happens, what we need to see is we need to see those communities open up their convention facilities, opening up their meeting rooms. When that happens, I can tell you right now that every single company that's biting at the bit right now, chomping at the bit, they want to travel. They want to get back out with their groups. I mean, I actually fear a little bit of being too busy. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm not sure that our company is going to be able to handle the demand when this all comes back, just from the signs we've been seeing right now. People have been locked up. Let's face it. They've been locked up for nearly a year now. My father and my stepmother in Washington, they have not traveled for a year. They so badly want to come and visit their grandkids, but they can't do it. They are just raring to get out and travel. So that goes along all the way across the spectrum. So when these local areas open back up, they allow these meetings to open up, these hotels to be at full capacity, we're going to see a huge boom. So my suggestion as a businessman, if I had a business in one of these regions, I would plan now for what you're going to see in the future. It's going to happen. The winners will be the ones who planned ahead and were able to fulfill those orders and those rooms and be ready for the boom that's going to come.
And Jared, in our final couple of minutes,